The Democratic Alliance is compiling papers to bring an urgent interdict to direct schools to open fully. Government's 1 meter distance policy for schools means that most schools are forced to operate on a rotational basis, whereby each school child only attends school 50% of the time. This policy is irrational, unjustifiable, unfair, and downright outrageous. There's no justification for continuing with rotational schooling. In the current South African context, the policy is devoid of any benefit in reducing infections. The whole purpose of the policy was to enable 1 meter of social distancing in classrooms to thereby take pressure off the health system by slowing the spread of the virus. Yet the health system has not been under pressure from the virus during the fourth wave. Unlike many other countries, there's a very high level of natural immunity in the South African population, driven by a high rate of prior infection. This immunity is now considered by scientists to be in the region of 70 to 90% of the South African population. Therefore, COVID hospitalizations have been much lower than previous waves, and even so, 50% of them have been incidental, meaning that people were admitted for non-COVID reasons and then happened to test positive, so didn't require ventilization or COVID ICU bed space. The reason, therefore, for the policy no longer exists. It is therefore irrational. Unsurprisingly, government has failed to justify its decision. The minister has been very vague on this. However, educational experts have been very, very clear that it is no longer required and that schools should open at full capacity, even when children are not able to be 1 meter apart in the classrooms. The risk to school children that accrues from them missing school far outweighs the benefit to those in the high-risk group that accrues from having school children on a rotational schooling system. There is evidence of children losing 57 to 81% of their reading ability due to rotational schooling. Most school children lost over 50% of their schooling in 2020 and 2021. Hundreds of thousands have dropped out of school altogether as a result of the indirect effects of COVID regulations. In 2021 alone, some 370,000 to 700,000 learners dropped out of school, adding to the already burgeoning ranks of youth not in education, employment, or skills training. Rotational schooling is also causing mental distress, increased exposure to violence and abuse, and increasing malnutrition from missed school meals, all of which have long-term consequences for the health and well-being of this and future generations. There's now a need to balance the rights of the high-risk group to health with the rights of children to education. However, those individuals with a high risk of severe disease or death from COVID have the option of getting vaccinated. There's no supply access problem with vaccines, and there is evidence that vaccines are highly effective at providing protection from severe disease and death. Unvaccinated individuals in the high risk group have chosen this risk. On the other side, school children have no choice to attend school fully. This is incredibly unfair as well, because teachers have had plenty of time to get vaccinated if they so choose. School children cannot be made sacrificial lambs to cover for government's inadequate vaccination campaign or for adults' failure to get vaccinated. It is also incredibly unequal. Rotational schooling is deepening inequality as it disproportionately impacts poor children from schools in poorer communities who can least afford to miss school and the myriad benefits that school attendance brings. Poor quality education is the second biggest factor driving poverty and inequality in South Africa. There's also an inconsistent application. The 1 meter policy is being applied in schools, but people are allowed to have public rallies, taxis have been able to operate at full capacity, and party political rallies have gone ahead without social distancing or masking. We believe that without a rational justification, denying constitutional rights of education to school children is a gross miscarriage of justice. The DA is therefore approaching the High Court to compel schools to open fully and open immediately so we can rescue what is left of the schooling career of these young South Africans who are the future of our country.